And off we go with another edition of the Kevin and Casey podcast. I am so excited to hear about your time in Columbia. Yes. Mizzou Arena, you saw
Bob Seger.
His farewell tour.
Oh my God. He's like 97 years old.
I Googled it and I want to say he was like 74 or 77, somewhere in his mid 70s.
But now you were a fan of Bob, what, because of your dad?
Yes. So my dad, you know, my childhood memories back when, you know, we had a record player and everything, you know, he would, of course, play Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet records all the time.
Sure, yeah.
And in fact, it was almost a competition between my mom and my dad. They had two very different tastes of music. My mom was more into like Motown, Supremes, and all of that.
Right.
And
nothing wrong with that, man.
No.
Up,
I've got a lot of genres I'm
into
because of that. But my dad was always a big time Bob Seger fan.
Now, who opened for Seger?
There was a band,
like an unknown
Wild Feathers out of Nashville. But I will tell you what.
Like country-ish?
Yeah, country. And they were really good.
Were they?
They were really, really good. So I have a feeling in the next year or so, it's going to be a name of a band that a lot of us recognize.
What are they called again?
Wild Feathers.
Wild Feathers.
Wild Feathers, yeah, out of Nashville. Nice. They did really good. I think they sang 4 or 5 songs, most of their own, and then they did touch on one. Oh gosh, for the life of me, I'm trying to remember what song it was. There was a song, of course, that we've all heard that was, you know, somebody else's hit.
That would be quite a feather, no pun intended, in your hat to be opening for
Bob Seger.
Bob Seger.
Yeah,
can you imagine getting the call from Seger's people? Hey, I want you to go on tour with me.
No, oh my gosh, it would be amazing. Just to be able to see, to go to that concert was phenomenal. It was a huge bucket list item on our.
All right, now. I got a couple of questions. First of all, how many encores did he do?
He did three encores.
Okay.
And he finished it. So
what was the big wrap up? Yeah. So it comes out at the end. You really know it's the end.
So he covered a lot of his greatest hits during the show. In fact, there was only maybe one newer song. The rest were
That was my next question. Okay. Hang on to that.
Okay. Right. So that kind of leads me to where one of my favorite personal favorites is Night Moves.
Right.
And of course, he didn't play it. He didn't play it. And
then
he closed and then the encore comes out. I'm like, okay, here it comes. And nope, it wasn't. Then he leaves and then he comes back. Nope, it wasn't. And I was like, oh my gosh. And I looked at my dad. And I was like, if he does not play Night Moves, I'm going to lose it.
You're kidding. They'd be burning the Mizzou Arena down.
Exactly. So, sure enough, here comes the band out again, and my dad says, I think this is it. I think it sure is, and sure enough, it was. So he finished it with Night Moves.
Whenever you go to a concert, especially by somebody really a big name like that, now I'm thinking back to Billy Joel a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, he hadn't done Uptown Girl yet.
Oh, yeah.
He hadn't done Piano Man.
We're getting toward
the end of the show. So my wife and I, we're kind of like what's he going to wrap up with? And I think he wrapped up with Uptown Girl, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So something up and,
feel good to walk out just.
Right. And really I think pumped. He did like two encores and Piano Man was one of the other.
Okay.
The other.
Gotcha.
But, okay, here's the thing with encores. And again, it doesn't matter who you see. It's always the same thing. We know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. It isn't like they leave stage. Okay, hey, it was great to see
everybody. Honestly, after the second one, I thought it was done. And I was a little hurt.
There's some mind games they play with you.
There are. And I found out that I guess that is one of his typical last final, hoorahs is Night Moves. So I guess I should have looked into that before.
Well, what happens is, okay, so everybody's cheering. Come on out. And your hands start hurting. So you gotta, I gotta take a break and let the rest of the crowd handle it for a while. Okay, then you pick it up again. Hey, somebody else can
take
a break.
Once you see some movement, you're like, okay, they're coming back.
Yeah,
that's right.
You're kind of like, crowd, come on, let's all work together on this, you know what I mean? And then they finally come out and do it.
Exactly.
So he did some new songs, too?
I think there was only one or two that I was not familiar with. How long ago. But I mean, it was most of them were his greatest hits, which was just awesome. Because, there's times I've gone to concerts where I only know a few of the songs. It's still a great show.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, to be able to sing along to most of it.
That's what you want. It's the familiarity.
It was a lot of fun. So it was my dad and my older brother.
Right.
So the three of us convoyed up to Columbia for it. So first of all, the road trip alone was really fun.
You were probably listening to Bob Seger all the way, right?
You know what? Yes, my brother did. He plugged his phone in and it already had his own little playlist for us.
It's a Seger trip.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. And when we got our... We had great seats. And in fact, we were up in the, I forgot what they call them,
the mezzanine.
Mezzanine.
Yeah.
But I really liked, I had never been to the Mizzou Arena for a concert before. So I really liked it because it was not that far away.
You're like, I mean, hey, even I can see my house
high,
from here.
Well, even though I was up high, it was like, yes. Gosh, I could still actually see him. And I've been to some concert venues where it's like, you have to rely on that big screen TV to see anything. But it was a phenomenal show. I mean, I don't even remember what time we got out of there, but it was a lot of fun because not only, you know, my brother's singing along, I'm singing along, my dad had a great time.
Right.
And the stories all the way up there, my dad saw Seeger in concert, and I believe in Chicago in 77, or maybe it was St. Louis.
Oh my gosh,
in 77.
Those were his long hair. Well, he's still, did he cut his hairs?
He doesn't. No. Oh, Bob Seger's hair? Oh, yeah. That was long hair.
Yeah, I was going to say long hair hippie days.
In fact, 77 was just after he, because we did a lot of Googling, because my dad, you know, he's like, well, I don't remember when they really kind of got introduced as the band. And so I'm like, okay, Google.
No,
so
there you go.
Like 100 times on the way up. So,
by the way, I'm sorry if Casey just triggered your
Google. Yeah, sorry about that. We did that a lot in the car, too. My brother has an Apple device, so I was joking around.
Hey, Siri,
I was doing Siri all the time. My dad's so old fashioned. He's like, what's going on?
What's going on? Your kids calm down back there. We're going to go see Bob Seger.
We were so ornery. It was so fun. But yeah, Dad talked a lot
I'm going to turn this car around right now. Nobody's going to...
We had him in the back seat. Now that his kids are old enough to drive, we're driving Mr.
Kids
Daisy. That's what it was.
I'm back here listening to Bob Seger. Don't anybody bother me.
we were laughing
Did
so
your
hard.
Mom go?
No, Mom didn't.
Your mom didn't go?
What's up with that? I know. She likes Bob Seger, but she's not a big fan. And she's like, I only know a few songs. And then I get home that night and we're, of course, still pumped. And it's like almost 2 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, oh, yeah, and this song and this song. And she's like, oh, I didn't know that was Seger. I'm like, Mom, how do you not know this stuff?
When I saw, we went to see Sir Paul McCartney a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was a great
Busch
show.
Busch Stadium.
Okay.
And you know, of course,
I had a lot of friends
Paul,
at that one, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All of Missouri was there at one point.
Half of my Facebook, right.
Yeah. But you know, you think of Paul McCartney, Beatles, Wings, all the great music.
Sure.
So he's doing, but then he started, he goes, oh, we'd like to sing a couple of new songs for you now. And we're like, oh, Paul, come on. I mean, you're trying to be respectful. He is Sir Paul McCartney.
He's probably earned
a couple of news. But like we're like,
I said, you want to hear the stuff you know already.
I want to hear stuff from Abbey Road. I want to hear She Loves You. But anyway, you gotta let them do what they do, I guess.
That reminds me that you bring up the Beatles. I just saw a movie not too long ago that one, oh, goodness. Yesterday.
The Indian guy.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You got to see Yesterday.
Nobody knows who the Beatles are except for him.
Without giving spoilers. But
he gets
in an accident and he wakes up and nobody in the whole world
remembers
the Beatles but him.
Funny.
Yeah.
It was.
Ed Sheeran is in this.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I didn't know he was in it until all of a sudden, boom, he's there. I was like, that's really him.
It's really such a cleverly done movie.
It is.
And it makes you think.
Yeah. No, I enjoyed that.
And I'm a Beatles nut, so. We got
every song, right. No, it was good.
All right, so there you go, Bob Seger.
That's
awesome.
It was a great time. My dad,
You posted pictures, and I saw that. I go, we got to talk about that on the podcast.
Well, I think the funniest thing is Dad's trying to share about the 77 concert, but he doesn't remember a lot. And I said, and so after the concert, he's like,
does not remember a lot.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into context on why, but so on the way home, and he's like, gosh, that was such a great show. It was just like the show in 77. And I was like, but you don't remember the show in 70s.
All I know is I had more hair then.
that's right. But Seger, I'm not kidding, sounds just the same. I've heard him recently.
Yeah, I know.
It was amazing. It was a great time.
And he has a great band.
Glad I did it. I thought I missed this opportunity last year. I just had Wesley when he was doing his farewell tour in St. Louis.
That is a bucket
list. And when
list
I got
item,
wind that he was having, one more, I was like, yay.
That's
it was
pretty
great.
Neat.
It was great.
You know what the Tesla is, right?
The plug-in cars.
Yeah. Elon Musk has the whole thing.
Right.
Elon Musk loves tweaking things and experimenting and doing something different. I mean, Elon Musk is the guy who's built this Mars rocket.
Okay. Yeah.
Who's
going
to send people to Mars and supposedly back, if, you know, eventually. So, I mean, he is like a modern day.
Very high tech.
Yeah,
got it.
Exactly.
Yes.
So he's apparently doing something now, customizing horns and movement sounds for Tesla cars. So Tesla owners now might be able to change their vehicle sounds to whatever customized sounds they choose. So, for instance, the horn sounds And it's just for driver's enjoyment.
Okay.
But
okay.
You'll be able to make it so like you can make your horn like a fart sound.
I would say my imagination's going a little crazy here.
Or goat,
somebody's
goat
voice.
Horn.
Get out of the way.
That's what I'd like, yeah.
I'd have fun
a
with
horn
that
to
one.
The lady. Get out of the way.
You move it or lose it.
Perfect, man. There'd
be a lot of horns going off. A lot.
Well, see, actually, there is a practical advantage to this, though.
Okay.
Because the electric cars, they don't make any sound.
No, they're quiet.
So
they are.
And a lot of places now say we need some kind of engine. So instead of making an engine sound, you could have,
Oh, that's funny.
Like a horse, or whatever. I mean, is there any law that says it has to sound like an engine?
Oh, man. I bet law enforcement's really going to love this.
Is there any law that says a horn has to go, you know,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
I mean, I'd like, hey, lady, get out of the way.
I'd have the fun with that, or even, you know, if it's a little, tiny little Tesla, have, you know, the big, like, train horn or something.
Like a big rig, even.
Yeah, exactly.
You
look around and all you see is this tiny little car.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You want to make people get out of the way.
That would be dangerous.
That'll do it right there.
I love it.
You know, we both love our jobs.
Oh, yeah.
And what we do.
Absolutely.
And really can't imagine not doing what we love.
That's right.
I was just reading where an MTA worker in New York, Subway,
okay.
You know, the
okay.
transit authority there in New York, got fired several years ago, but apparently no one ever told payroll.
So this guy
has been showing up every payday.
Oh, my goodness.
For 4 years. To the tune of about $250,000.
Oh, wow.
Now, can you imagine? Here's payday. It's Friday or whatever they get paid. He shows up, you know? Is everybody like, hey, Vince, haven't seen you on the job all week. Yeah, I've been taking some time off.
I've been saying that for 4 years.
For four years, yeah.
How do you miss it? Well, you know, it happens. Things happen.
Sure, it's just
but,
paperwork.
I'm sure
you know?
That's a hefty bill he's got to pay back.
Well, that's it. They're
hopefully
saying
he's gotten
employed
somewhere else.
He could face fraud charges.
Well, that is fraud, really.
Is it really?
Yeah, well, I mean.
I'm asking for a friend.
Kevin, I'm going to make sure Zimmer is aware.
They don't listen to this podcast. Let's keep it that way. Okay.
Too funny.
No, I guess it is fraud. I mean,
4 years, you know, a month, I mean, it's or like two if, is understandable, but 4 years.
It's like if the bank
wild.
Sends you money by accident.
Oh,
you know,
they'll take it back just
yeah.
as quick as they
I
put
mean,
it in.
If you spend it.
Oh,
all,
yeah. Then you're,
you
know, you'll owe. You'll
yeah,
owe.
You
that's
owe it. Yeah.
Yeek. Wow. Well,
four years, man. Just showing up on payday.
It does
hey,
make
honey,
me wonder.
I'm going to go get my pay.
I wonder if he ever sought out other employment. If he was still collecting
he?
Payroll. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. That's
you know,
true. You know who else should have? Well, maybe he doesn't. You know,
tell
maybe
me.
He does his own taxes. But I'm just thinking the accountant should have figured something out. But if he
doesn't. Oh, you mean the company?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, I wonder, yeah. You know, there's Edith sitting there at the books each week on, how come there's like an extra $3,000 coming out here? I can't figure this out.
That
you
is
know?
Crazy. That is. Yeah, you think somebody wasn't watching budget. I can tell
I
you that. They weren't
think,
watching the payroll line item in budget.
I would think that is correct.
Wages.
Hey, we would love to hear from you. You know, the Kevin and Casey podcast, we've got our own phone number. Not that anybody ever calls it except Casey's
except
mom from time to time. But if you're so inclined, 856-318-9873. 856 is the area code, 318-9873. You can also email us, kevinandkc@kevinhilly.com. That's Kevin and letter K, letter C. Kevin and KC at kevinhilly.com.
Yeah, we'd love to hear from you. We say it every time.
I'm telling you.
Somebody call us.
And that is another edition of the Kevin and KC podcast.